Why do so many businesses fail? If there's a great income, we can make this great kind of hourly is possible here. Why is it so many businesses don't make it?
They don't charge enough.
They don't
charge
enough?
That's a true story.
Yes, I think it is. And we'll be talking a lot about price. One of the reasons is because we come into this, like we talked about, we stumble into it. Many of us don't have a business background. So we come from, oh, we had a job, and we were making $11 an hour or something like this. And then we think, well, you know, or especially if we were working for another carpet cleaner. We go, I'm a good technician. So, you know, we get these checks as a technician, and we're seeing, well, I just spent a couple hours there, and it's, you know, $200 or $300. And, you know, what do I get to keep out of that? That's nothing compared to what's going back to, you know, the bozo I have for a boss. And I go, that's not right. You know, I'm doing all the work. He's just sitting back there. So we think, what are we going to do? I'm going to be the bozo. I mean, the boss. You know, and we start our own business. But we don't know anything about how to run a business. And then pretty soon we start to realize, what was he doing to make the phone ring all the time? You know, isn't as easy as you might think it is. So a lot of people go, gee, and we end up out there, and then we're struggling because we don't learn. And then we go, we don't have a lot of money, so we can't invest in taking that business class or the marketing class. And then it just goes downhill. Unfortunately, if we were to start any other business, if we aren't paying our bills, they shut us down. You know, they lock the door. They take away the inventory. They turn off the lights. In carpet cleaning, that doesn't happen unless they repossess your machine. But it's a slow, painful, miserable death. You know, there's a lot of people I know, I would just like to put them out of their business misery. And, you know, so go get a job because they're slowly just starving to death. You know, all their friends leave them, you know, and then their family leaves. I mean, it's painful because nobody will put them out of their misery. So we gotta realize we're more than just a cleaner. We're actually a business owner. The cleaner happens to be the detail. So the other thing is, as Ray was talking about, is the mind shift too. Is we are not the employee getting $11 an hour. We are now the business owner, and we have to start thinking of business strategies and making a profit and getting the sales dollars to come in and then keeping track of it all. I mean, there's a lot to going into running a business than just going out and doing the labor portion of it. One other reason companies fail is they get in between deciding whether or not they want to be a large company or a small company. And this is a big factor. They keep thinking, well, I'm going to start small and expand. So they start playing the way the big multi-truck companies do, and they start taking on a large overhead. And that's what ends up killing them, because they don't have the work to support it. So we can be out there working very hard, see a lot of gross sales dollars coming into our business, but actually keep going home and the wife says, well, hey, we need to buy some groceries. Money's all in the business. Now, how long can you go like that? Now, if your wife has a good job, you can go quite a ways, right, until she slaps you around a little bit. But, you know, you got to make a decision. Am I going to be big? And if you're going to be big, you have to focus and do everything in that direction. And then if you're going to be small, then you have to do everything actually almost completely different than the big ones. The worst thing to do is be caught in between. And that's why I brought up, you know, it's the social pressure to be big is taking it, well, saying, well, I better do it that way because everybody sort of expects me there. But really, I'm not cut out to be a boss. So you got to make that decision. And if you haven't done that, hopefully by the end of today, you say, I am going to go one way or the other. I don't care which way because they can both be great. But you cannot be in between. Because that's where a lot of companies just will struggle, and the overhead will just gobble them up.
Between is, say, 2 to 5 trucks?
I'm talking about a mental between.
Okay.
They don't know. They think, well, I'm going to expand. I'm going to have crews.
But is there a difficult area in there where, like, it's hard to run 2 or 3 trucks?
Well, they sort of joke about it. It's the carpet cleaning purgatory is having 2 to 3 trucks. Because now you have to start having the large infrastructure to handle the employees, and we have all this non-productive, a large percentage of non-productive salary going out to you as the owner, to the, you know, the person answering the phone. You have all this advertising, you have all this equipment, and not very many dollars, so that can be a very tough place. But it's also possible to do it So it is productive, but you have to remember, you have to make the decision in your head. Are we going to be big? Then you do the plan that goes that way. Are you going to be small and you do a plan that goes that way? But in between, trying to do a little bit of both, you're going to go down. So you say, which way? Now you can always change your mind. I've talked to people, that one person I'm doing consulting for had a larger company, and he had some hard emotional times with a situation with his employees, and he came to my seminar and says, I'm going to do that. And he downsized and now and made some changes. He's doing a lot of commercial. He's now just doing residential in less than just a four or five months. And he said he was doing $9,000 this last month, going from pretty much no residential, $9,000 right away. And he's just having a good time. He's making money. He doesn't have any of the burdens of the staff. So he took a larger business and downsized it. And a lot of times you can have two or three trucks out there making no profit. You're not making any money at all. You can just downsize that, take the cream of the crop, sell the rest, and have a beautiful one-man operation. The other thing is we also need sometimes to have a plan B. What happens if we get hurt? Well, do we know how to hire somebody? So we're going to have to think about, well, you know, what if we want to sell it? Can we be bigger? Have a plan that you can change gears and suddenly expand. But if you're profitable small, you'll know how to be profitable growing larger. So it's you can change gears, but you, whatever path you're on, you have to be going in one direction or the other. And then you can always change and go the other way, but you want to be going in one direction or you're in real trouble. Top of page 4 in the manual, it says you need the right plan. Unfortunately, because people come into this business and we don't have that business background, we look around and say, well, what are other cleaners doing? And we follow their lead. We look at, well, how are they advertising? Oh, well, they're doing Yellow Pages or they're doing Valpak or whatever. And, well, how much are they charging? And we follow all of their examples, but we never stop to think about or ask them, are they making any money? Just the government statistics alone says 4 out of 5 businesses will not see their 5th year anniversary. In other words, the majority are failing. So people go out and, oh, I'm going to start this carpet cleaning company, and we follow the example of companies that are going down. That's not a good idea. So the other thing is, and we were just talking about it, is you could follow the plan of a multi-truck business. And this is not good. I have a list here. Let's just look quickly at a couple of the main differences. To be a large company, the philosophy of that is we can send out technicians and we're going to send them out there to create a revenue. And all we're looking for is that we make a little bit of profit off of each person out there. So it's paying for their labor and then for the overhead expenses and a little bit of profit. But the idea is we have a lot of people out there, each creating a little bit of profit, and that ends up adding up to a big profit. Okay? Compare this to an owner-operator. How many technicians do we have? I'm it. So what would happen if I went out there and did carpet cleaner labor? You know, I can't live on the salary of a carpet cleaner. And only made a little bit of profit. Is that worth me being in business? So we somehow have to find the jobs that for me makes a huge profit margin, because that's the only profit that's going to exist is what comes off of my time. See the difference between the two? It's a mindset and how you'd run the whole business. It's an incredibly big difference there. The next one is the role of the owner. For a large business, the role of the owner is his goal is to work himself out of a job. And anybody who's running, if I was consulting for somebody running a large business, that's what we're doing. We're building systems in place there so that it functions whether or not he's there. In other words, the technicians know what they're going to do. The people doing the sales know what they're going to do. So everything is, runs by a nice, smooth system. And then because he doesn't want, it would be nothing worse for a large company, a customer call up and say, well, I want the owner. Can't do that because he's got other things to do, but he wants to build the business actually with him really staying out of the spotlight. Because he wants his technicians to be known for, we have these systems in place and we can always do a quality job no matter who gets sent out there. What about for small business? The very fact that we do the work personally is our biggest selling advantage. You realize that? So it would be, you know, we would be falling to the enemy here in a sense if we let the large businesses talk us out of taking the spotlight off of ourselves. A customer calls up. Who would they rather have? The owner or an employee? Bill, which one are they going to?
They'd rather have the owner. I get people all the time that tell me, if you ever expand, you stop doing this, I'm going to go with Brand X because they're way cheaper than you are.
There you go. Because we assume that the owner, first of all, he's going to care a whole lot more. Okay, we're not just trying to get through the day and get our paycheck, but we're thinking about, we are trying to establish a business, good rapport, and customers calling us back. Who's going to be better trained, the owner or an employee? Yes, because owners generally are afraid to train people. You know, there's a saying, there's only one thing worse than training an employee and having them leave. And that's not training them and having them stay. So that's sort of how the big businesses run into that. But as the owners, are we going to be trained? Hopefully so. And the customers are going to be assuming that. So the role of owners for what we're going to be looking at is we play up that fact. I am going to be out there on every job. The customers can count on that. And that's my big selling point. And we can charge more for it if we're doing that. Time is another issue. What happens to a big company? He gets a little bit too much work. What's he going to do?
Add another truck.
Hire more people. Oh, it's too much bookkeeping. Oh, just hire another bookkeeper. What about us? What about when we get too busy? What are we going to do?
Quit 3 weeks later.
That's right. We have to somehow figure out. We only have, you know, if it's just the owner, we don't have the advantage of having a wife or spouse working with us. We only have 24 hours in a day, right? And hopefully we have a life outside of this business. And we're going to pace ourselves a little bit. So when my time of allotted to this business is used up, that's it. So as an owner-operator, we have to view our time as the most precious asset that we have. And we have to get the maximum amount of income and revenue from every minute of our day. So we need to account for every hour, actually every minute of our day needs to be productive. And then expenses is just by the very nature of a large business that requires a large infrastructure, a large system set up there that's very expensive to maintain. You need the management, you need the building, you know, an office space because you don't want 10 people coming to your house. And your neighbors probably wouldn't like that. So you need offices, and just the overhead just starts going way up. Expenses for an owner-run business, our goal is to keep it as small as possible. Because every added dollar that I add on to my expenses means another dollar worth of labor I personally have to do. And we'll look at, I don't know if you're at that point yet, but going from making $100,000 sales as a one-man operation to $120,000 is not easy to do. So if your advertising is a large bill and you're paying that constantly, that could be the thing that's just pushing you over the edge that you can't work that hard. So time is very important.